Blog Talk Radio.
May 24th. Glad you can join the show today. Today I have a special show. Again, the reason I started my show years ago was to give new talent in the industry, the entertainment industry that is, a voice for themselves, be able to speak on who they are, and today is going to be no different. Of course, to tune into the show, you either are checking me out at blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. You can call into the show, 646-652-4479. Be sure to be following the show on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. The chat room is open, so if you are listening but at work and can't call in, of course, feel free to message me on the chat room board, and I'll definitely ask any questions that you might have for my guests. So let's get into it. If you read the episode info, you saw that the title was Support Someone That Is Truly Talented. Nye is that woman. Why do you follow someone? If it's an artist, it's the music, the lyrics, their style. If it's the athlete, it's their personality, their skill, the team they play for. If it's a model, it's how they look. An actor, it's how they tell a story through a character. Nye is a young woman with specific dreams. She's a screenwriter, an actress, and a model that moved here from Florida to Atlanta, so her goals have the best chance to become reality. We are going to discuss her past, how she got started, her motivations, some of her plans for the future, and more. This year, especially, women have been in the spotlight more than ever, and Nye deserves all the recognition that she's getting. So tune in, listen in, call in. And again, make sure you follow the show on Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Call the number 646-652-4479. With that, let's go ahead and bring her in.
Shikamu, Jina Languni, Nai, Nina Faraha, Kukutana.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
So first off, what language is that?
The language I spoke was Swahili.
Wow, that is dynamic. That sounds really good, too. I got to learn that. So how are you?
I'm great. Great morning. All right. How about yourself?
Doing well. Can't complain. I'm glad that you were able to take the time out to join us. And I know you're busy, so I don't want to keep you too long, but let's get into it. Well, first and foremost, where are you from? It kind of merges into my first question. Where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in Rockledge, but I grew up in Palm Bay, Florida.
Okay. Palm Bay. What's it like in Palm Bay?
Palm Bay is very boring. But
<Uh-oh>.
It was I had my adventures there. I'd always go to the beach. Not like any other city.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. Is
very
that where you is that where you grew up? How long were you there?
From 6 up until my 20s.
Okay, so you went to school there and everything then. So
yeah.
while you were there then, let me ask you this. What was the first time that you felt that you could and needed to be doing more, aka you probably need to get out of Palm Bay?
Actually, senior year of high school, I was going through a
mm-hmm.
lot, and and I was really lost and misguided. And I knew that, oh, wow, I'm about to graduate soon. What am I about to do? So first thing first, it was follow my family expectations. So with my mom's side of the family, they wanted me to go to college, be the first in the family to graduate in undergrad. And then on my dad's side, however, my aunt, she was very militant. She was Air Force retirement and wanted me to go to the Air Force and do exactly what she did, get paid schooling, go out and do that. But that wasn't me. I didn't want to do that. However, I tried, you know. I tried to, you know, fulfill their expectations, and something just kept telling me, this isn't for you. There's something out there that you're destined to be.
Not being. So what was that thing? What was it that you wanted to do? Once you realized that you didn't want to follow those set guidelines that, you know, other people were trying to, you know, basically make you do, what was it that you wanted to do instead?
I was modeling at first. It kind of took over when I got to college and I met a photographer and he was like, oh, wow, you're so beautiful. I'd love to get you in this magazine spread. And after that, he started giving me tips on how to get more exposure and how to get published more. And then that's when I got more involved with other websites like Model Mayhem. And so then that's when I was like, you know what? I feel like modeling is just to hide my insecurities and my self-confidence. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out and just find myself. So I take days to where I just be by myself and meditate on really what is my purpose. And I'd have flashbacks to where I was this little girl being dramatic and playing in the mirror, acting as if I'm someone on the big screen. And that's what led me to become an actress. And then with screenwriting, I hated writing growing up. Like from elementary up to high school, it was just like, why am I doing this? But once I got to college actually taught me a lot. And it helped me actually find my true purpose. So with writing, that's when I invested in my journal, and I just started writing away.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Atlanta. Why Atlanta?
Well, Atlanta's actually the number one, not in the country, but in the world, movie making. And I know there's so many opportunities here that's where I need it to be. And I've seen so many people go there and break out.
Okay. So you haven't been here long, and FYI, she, like, again, is in my show notes, she moved from Florida to Atlanta, so she's here. What have you done so far since you've been here? I know you haven't been here long, but what have you done so far?
I've done a few shoots. I did a short film, the monologue that I wrote, called The Bill.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And folks, literally, she's been here, let's see, 2.5 weeks, basically. So, and the reason I mention that is because there are people here for decades as or going to an audition, although Atlanta is, you mentioned, leading the world when it comes to television and film production. So, just to say, you kind of have to want to get some stuff done eventually, right? Right. Let me ask you this. You mentioned a genre that you prefer to be in as far as, like, on the creation side of things. Well, let me ask you that question first. Do you have a particular genre that you are specific to?
No, I don't have a preference. I see myself being from sci-fi to comedy to drama
into horror. Yeah, I'm open to anything.
Okay. What is your process when it comes to putting something together, like from the start to the finished product? What is, you don't got to give all your secrets away or anything, but just kind of give the audience a little bit of an idea, because some people don't know what really a screenwriter is. So kind of tell us that and just kind of give us an idea of your personal process.
Well, with me, I actually just like to research. So once I started to know that I love writing and then investing in my journal, I knew that there could be like a set goal for this talent that I have. So mm-hmm. that's when I started to research more. And I researched on the structure of how screenplays are laid out and the benefits of it, of how far it could get me. And that's really what it is, just to study and be knowledgeable of what you're doing.
Okay. Seems pretty detailed, but it definitely sounds like something you have a passion for. And again, what I mentioned earlier about storytelling, that goes a long way when you're in the creative process, and then you're able to get something on film. And you mentioned you had just did a monologue that you wrote, a short film called The Bill. Check it out soon, folks. So that's pretty exciting to hear that, because like I said, a lot of people don't want to – well, you mentioned research. A lot of people are lazy, right? So if that's
right.
One of the important things within that process, it's kind of hard to put an idea down if you don't do any kind of background on what you're actually trying to put together. You know, I think that makes sense. Hopefully it does. 646-652-4479 if you are awake and available, and or maybe not at work and would like to call in, definitely she's available. We're going to take a quick break. Nah, can you stay with us a little bit more?
Of course.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break, y'all. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Going to be back soon with Nye. She's here in Atlanta. She's doing big things. Going to ask her a few more questions. Make sure if you're in the chat room, I'm checking the chat room every now and again. Make sure if you have something to say, make sure you do it. We'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5:00.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, tricks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I let me prove it? Whoa, let me step back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am, some may call me silent, even quiet. but definitely not Wyatt. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West, not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my weapon of choice, please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television, to end a 1079, get the agency late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTEWECT, hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwell. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for records to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition.
And we are back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. If you are listening, you can call in 646-652-4479 and be sure to listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. You can subscribe for free there to be able to follow the show. Or listen to past shows, of course. And then you can also follow us on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. And be sure to follow the company page, IMTM Worldwide, as well. Just was playing a little song called Competition that I wrote like forever and ago. Yes, that was me. We have Nye on the line with us today. She is a young lady from Palm Bay, Florida. She is a screenwriter. She's an actress. She is a model. She is in the ATL now. Let's go ahead and bring her back into the show.
How you doing, Chris? Competition.
Uh-oh, she was listening. Yeah, I wrote that. I actually wrote that in Florida. Where was I? I was in Fort Myers, Florida. And, I had to get back into the studio, and I knew some people who, you know, did some studio work and whatnot, and they helped me out, got my music back on, and yeah, I do a little something. So anyway, back to you. I have a few more questions, and thank you again for being available. It's not easy to get up in the morning to do anything, literally, but definitely to be prepared for a radio interview. It's not the easiest thing in the world, so I do appreciate your time. So getting back to some questions I have for you. When it comes to other things that you do, and I mentioned the modeling and acting, are there particular aspects of those things that, you know, kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, make you want to do it? Because those are definitely things that are hard to do for a lot of people, to put themselves out there and to have people perceive who they are. What are the things that interest you with modeling and acting?
Well, when it comes to modeling, you just see that how there's just this beauty standard to where people are trying to fit in this look or this trend that the modeling industry is trying to display out nowadays. And that's when you come in and you look at it and it's like, well, I want to show them that I want to just be me, my natural self, my authentic self. So that's where I come into play, and I model to be unique, to be myself, to show who I truly am. Thing is just amazing in my eyes. I knew I wanted to become an actress when my grandma, she had took me to the movies. We had this tradition where every Sunday I'd have to get the word of the day right. And if I do, she'd take me out to the movie, she'd take me out for some ice cream or whatever. And when she took me to the movies, Bring It On came out. I had to be like 5, going on 6. And usually when she'd take me to the movies, I'd either just want to go to the bathroom, I wouldn't sit down, stay seated, or I'd get hungry or I'll fall asleep. But when Bring It On came out, I stayed the entire movie, watched the entire movie. And my grandma was like, I wonder why. And then she'd say, well, that's probably because you've seen someone that looked like you on the big screen, that being Gabrielle Union. Gabrielle Union is one of my favorite actresses. So,
okay.
Yeah, right then and there.
Oh, did we lose you? Okay, there you go. Okay. Gabby Union, she's been doing her thing for a long time, and yes, that definitely was a movie that, you know, propelled her career to where it is now. So it's always good to have someone to kind of eye, you know, when you're molding yourself as a new actress, for sure. That's a cool story too, by the way. What are some of your long-term goals?
Definitely becoming a successful actress. However, I see myself being a CEO of my own production company. I just know that in one point in life, I was that one person where they didn't know how to start and where to start. And with me having my own production company, my goal is to have it in Palm Bay, actually, because there's so many unrecognizable talent there that hasn't been noticed. And if they see that there's an opportunity there, they go for it.
That's actually a valid point when it comes to opportunity is those people who do have talent but not be doing anything with it is kind of based most of the time. They don't see any way to put themselves in a position to, you know, show who they are as a talent or whatnot because they don't see anything right there in front of them. So that goes a long way into the smaller places that are out there. That's why you don't see a lot of talent coming from those places, which technically means those people have to move from those areas to go somewhere else, a.k.a. Atlanta, right?
Right.
What do you feel is important? What do you feel is important in accomplishing goals, in your opinion?
I feel like accomplishing goals, it just takes dedication. It takes you to be sure that this is what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was once told these five things: you got to have knowledge, you got to have support, you got to have the tools and resources, and you just got to take action. There's one more thing.
Motivation.
But so if you have all those five things and you know this is what you want to do, it can happen. It's always, at the end of the day, it's always going to be up to you to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were saying those things. I was like, that sounds familiar for some reason. Question.
Yeah.
When I ask you about accomplishing goals, is it easy trying to accomplish goals?
Of course not. But when it comes down to it, it proves to you how strong you are, and it also shows you the growth in you as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, again, I feel that, you know, over a period of time, anybody that really, you know, puts themselves in a position to do something more than what they were doing before, whatever that was, they deserve that chance to do it if that's what they want to do, because nobody can make you do anything you don't want to do, right? And no one can believe in you more than you believe in yourself. But at that point where you draw the line in the sand and you cross over it, you're kind of obligated to keep trying until you find out what you can and can't do. Because if you do have talent, probably you end up doing something. If you don't have talent, you might mistakenly do something because there's a lot of people out there with no talent at all doing stuff, right? No names calling, right? But at a certain point, you have to be that person, and you have to feel that you're going to be that person. So I do appreciate you, you know, saying those things because, again, whoever might be listening live or they'll hear this interview later, you might be the inspiration to someone. You know, just like Gabby Union was an inspiration to you sitting in the seat of a theater years ago, and you weren't squirming, you weren't trying to be distracted, you were paying attention, right? And sometimes that's how people really kind of do stuff. They start paying attention to things. And then you start, you know, initiating what you really want to do. And then there's work involved. And, again, if you don't like the work, it's kind of hard, right? So I definitely appreciate your time this morning just speaking on some of these things in regards to you personally, your personal talents, some of the things that you want to do. Are there any final thoughts that you have or any shout-out that you'd like to give?
I just want to say to all the aspiring models, actors, screenwriters, or what have you, that every opportunity is unlimited. And when you strive, you thrive. No matter how hard the trials and tribulations are or will be, you can overcome them. A wise man once told me, everything may seem impossible until it's done.
I like that. That's nice. How can people follow you on the World Wide Web?
Everything on social media is at ambitious, period, NYAMBITIOUS, ambitious.ni.
Nice.
Also
that,
by
that
email.
Facebook at, oh, go ahead.
NYBELL1124@gmail.com.
So there you go. So if you're interested in booking this young lady, you know how to reach her directly. If you want to follow her as a new fan, you know how to get her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. So again, Nye, I appreciate you being on this morning. I'm happy for you that you're able to do some of the things that you've been wanting to do forever. You've only been in Atlanta for like half a second, literally, and you have a long way to go, of course. But I know that people are going to start seeing you real soon. Within the different aspects of the industry. So, again, thank you, and I can't wait to have you on the show again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this great opportunity.
All right. Have a nice rest of the day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, again, that was Miss Nye from Palm Bay, Florida. She is now currently in Atlanta. She is a screenwriter. She's also a model. She's also an actress. She's going to be pursuing all three of those aspects as she's here in the city. She is available for different things. You've got her information there in regards to how to reach her online, things of that nature. And, of course, you can follow up. If you're following me on IMTN Worldwide Radio on Instagram, you'll be able to reach out to her through there. And, of course, this will be posted on blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide, so you can go back and listen to the show again. Make sure you share it with people. Again, this is a venue where different people of different industries get to talk about themselves. I do business segments where I'm talking to different people on the business aspect of things. I've had doctors on the show. I've had several book authors as of late. And looking to get some sports athletes on soon. Just last week, a week and a half ago, I had Bob Raftin, the play-by-play announcer for the Atlanta Hawks, on. So I try to have this show, mixed as much as possible. So be looking out for new shows. In fact, tomorrow I actually have another young lady that's here in Atlanta who's getting started in some of her pursuits. Her name is Karma Jai. So again, at 10 o'clock tomorrow, tune in. Listen in and call in and get to know about her as well. That being said, that is going to end today's show this morning. Can't wait to get some other stuff done today. And hopefully you'll make sure that you're on the show tomorrow. Okay? Friday. I know it's Friday, but you gotta do it. Gotta keep it going and everything. I'm trying to get regular as possible again. I used to do, believe it or not, 2-hour shows. I don't know how I did that back in the day. So I'm ramping up going into the month of June to see if I can prep for that. So that's why you've heard me a lot more regularly lately. So stay tuned. Again, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Again, one more time, make sure you're following the show on Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We got to get the followers up there. I've been doing bad as far as doing that, trying to improve on that. Of course, follow the company page on Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Of course, you can visit the website, www.imtnworldwide.com. And, of course, the show page, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. Till next time, which is tomorrow, 10 o'clock. We'll talk to you later. Peace.